Okay, welcome to the 14th of July Aries Bifold group call. Note that this is a Hyperledger Linux Foundation call, so note the antitrust policy and the code of conduct. We want to make a friendly environment for everybody to come and participate and contribute. Let's start off with welcoming and introductions. If you are new or old and would like to reintroduce yourself, we'd love to hear from you. Awesome.
Long time fan, first time lurker.
We're glad to have you here today, Stephen.
Glad to be here, excited about this project. I want to see a move.
Agreed. In terms of announcements, yesterday, mediation support was merged into Aries Framework JavaScript. So this is giving us support in to be able to be a recipient of mediation from a mediator such as Akapai, using the coordinate mediation protocol. So this has been a bit of a long time coming and is quite exciting and so deserving of announcement here. In terms of deployments and work updates, quite a lot of things are in progress and moving forward. Lots of progress on the Aries Framework JavaScript side of things, most notably the mediation support. The next focus there, I believe, is going to be transports, but I will leave that for the AFJ call. Indicio is working on right now revocation from the holder perspective, and as well as we are doing a revamp of the UI in Bifold and the structure there. Animo has been working on a couple of things here as well. I think that does it for the code updates and announcements, unless there's anything I missed here that the group would like to bring up. Awesome. So I don't have much on the agenda here. Mostly wanted to do a brief code status update and then give some time for questions from maintainers and other discussion as is fit. Are there other things that we would like to add to the agenda today? Sweet. If there is anything, feel free to pipe up when we get down here to the other discussion point. First, wanted to get an update of where you're at with the UI and structure update, Neil, and then get a kind of a plan of where that's heading right now.
Yeah, the entire UI is completely restructured. Just working on the main workflow. So from scanning to credential issuance, pretty much I have to make sure that flow is going and it makes sense on the UI. But other than that, it'll be ready. It should be ready by Monday and awesome. We'll be able to get it tested and hopefully merged in, and hopefully all these other great developers will be able to rip it up and we'll be able to make it even better.
I'm quite excited for this effort because I think this will help us have a better structure going forward to be able to add additional features and make the project better. I'm not sure if at this point, if we've scoped in the state management pieces that Animo has been working on. That's something we should probably look at doing to take advantage of their improvements there.
True.
I did want to get an update from Animo on the where the state management Redux components had gotten to. However, it doesn't appear that Timo or Kareem were able to attend the call today. So I know they've merged some PRs on this front, but we'll need to take a look at that further and get some information from them on that front. And then in terms of shared components, also wanted to, I have this on here because I think it's quite important. I don't think there's been much work in this area, but this is something that I would like to move forward soon, is to start shifting us away from directly just using the Indie SDK. Timo, I think, is the one that has been pursuing this the most. But Stephen, if you have any insight into any progress on the shared components front, we'd be interested to hear from you.
Yeah, we made a lot of progress in ACOPI for shared components. Basically, we were able to, we now have a merged into the main branch of ACOPI is support for the shared components. You can just start up ACOPI with a dash dash wallet type ASCAR and all of the shared components become active. All of the AATH tests, all of the BDD tests, and we've used it on a number of our deployments and everything's working without a problem right now. So everything's working the same. There is a wallet converter. So if you actually have an existing live app and you wanna convert the wallet over, you basically do an export import and you can have that. So we'll be doing that over the next while on all of our production ones. So we'll start out as soon as 07 is released, which is today or tomorrow. We'll start to do all our development on ASCAR and then move over our production instances on that. And I'm waking the baby, so I gotta be quiet. Gotta talk quietly.
Well, I think
it's all good.
That's awesome. I'm quite excited that ACOPI has made that progress. I think our plan we had outlined was to focus first on getting the Indie VDR switched over for React Native. Based off of once we have that, I think we'll have a easier time doing other implementations because the structure has been figured out, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Indie VDR has been stable for a long time. So yeah, it should work just fine. Yeah. ASCAR, the wallet itself, the storage itself is the new stuff.
Yeah.
It's looking good. But yeah, it's, if you're just starting Indie VDR, go for it.
Sweet. Thank you for the updates on that. I think there's a decent amount of things in the pipeline, but in terms of status, that's where we're at. That's continuing to move forward. That's all I have on the agenda. Are there questions or other discussion points?
What's up with the word testing with Electron up there? Oh, that's JavaScript. Okay. I was thinking that was bifold and I'm thinking, what? Okay.
Something that I intend to do internally is to test bifold fairly shortly with the test harness back channel. So that's relevant. Slightly diverging somewhat actually, but on the topic of multi ledgers, one of the thoughts that I had been meaning to vocalized to you, Stephen, was the idea that we've been presenting on the machine-readable governance frameworks topic recently. And that is something that actually could help to solve the multi-ledger situation in the short term, because we can define which schemas should be utilizing which ledgers, and that would solve the using the wrong schema from the wrong ledger situation.
I'd be interested in that. Right now, we've got a developer working on an ACAPI instance of the multi-ledger. So what I'm hoping is that becomes a known way to access multiple ledgers. Right now, it's based on obviously rules if it runs into the same object on multiple ledgers, it'll have rules for what to do, configurable rules for what to do. But if there's better ways to do it, we'd be very interested in knowing that. So the idea is to get that out, and then we can iterate on it. We can use ACAPI as the testing ground for it. And then we can just take the ideas and move them elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So Shanjot almost has that finished. So yeah, let's talk about it and your ideas on the machine governance. I would be very interested in that.
Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, I think that is all for today, unless there's other questions.
I got one more thing. Just so you know, Province of Ontario put out a RFP recently that has, we need people that can work on Aries framework JavaScript and Aries bifold effectively. So just so you know, there's people hunting around for resources for doing that, and there's the potential for node resources coming in funded by the Province of Ontario. So heads up for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for the heads up on that. Awesome. Cool. Anything else? Well, fairly short call today, but I expect our call next week to be definitely picking up some more speed. So appreciate everybody for joining and participating, and we'll give you back a couple of extra minutes today. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, all.